Welcome back in on this Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck from our historic KGGF studios in Coffeyville as we're joined in studio by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. Candy, thanks so much.
Hello.
Always so glad to have these conversations. Always like to go over what happens at CNN as well as all of the chamber events coming up for the next couple of weeks. I know you guys are always busy, especially with this year in particular of the 150th celebration. But you guys were at Class LTD today.
Class LTD, yep. And a lot of people were like, well, okay, well, it is Class LTD. So I love, again, going into new businesses all the time and finding out what they're doing in the community. So they've actually been in Montgomery County area since 1985. And what they are is they offer service and support for the developmentally disabled, just helping those individuals to be safe and happy, providing resources, residential service, support. And one of the things they do that is really neat is they do a lot of vocational programs for the residents or for the individuals. So they're always looking for businesses that maybe need a service done that their residents can do. Shredding is a great example. Everybody needs shredding. Your business always has those. So you can drop it off there, and the residents will do it for a small fee. I think they do some assembly, so maybe you've got packaged things, mailers, I mean, you name it. So if your business has got something that you just don't have enough time to get to, you know, here you are supporting and helping individuals that don't, they can't have regular jobs, full-time jobs. So it's a great program and neat that they do that. The other thing that they're wanting to make sure everybody knew about is that you can help, because it does cost a lot to help the individuals, and you can help with support when you go on to Amazon Smile, which I love this. There are so many Amazon Smiles taken off, and now there's every nonprofit you can imagine in the world. You can get on, and when, I mean, who's not spending money on Amazon?
Guilty pleasure. Yeah, you're a liar if you say no.
So we're all on there, and then so it just takes an extra second to go to that Amazon Smile part, and then you can actually have a portion, you know, donated to them.
Great.
So I think that's kind of neat. I love that. So that's where we were at today. We had a first-timer today, Rita Taylor. She is the new practice manager at Community Health Center. So welcome, Rita. Candace from Brown Shoe. So their Birkenstocks are coming in. I still can't believe they're coming back in style, but they are in full-fledged hot commodity nowadays, especially with the younger generation.
They come in and out, because I remember, I mean, it had to have been over 10 years ago when I was in middle school. Everybody had, you know, everybody wanted one or a pair, so they kind of like go in and out.
They do kind of,
you know, like every, I don't know, maybe we'll call it a decade, I guess, but yeah. I remember some kids in middle school, you used to love them, and then, man, they just, they disappeared. So they're coming back.
They're coming back. They have, she said, over 100 styles.
Okay, so
like,
they're coming back with vengeance. Yeah, because it used to be the Birkenstock is what you got, you know.
Just that one plain old.
Got.
No, they got everything, and they make them all different types so that they can make sure that your feet are happy and healthy. So
yeah, and I love that about Browns as well, is because it's not just a shoe shop that they come in and they press where you're, you know, where's your big toe at on the shoe? You know, they actually look towards arch, and I mean, each person's foot is different, and you got to be able to support it.
It's so neat. This weekend, USD 445 is having a musical, Legally Blonde. It's going to be a fun one. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so make sure you get your tickets for that. Chuck McFate from Daylight Lions Club, they have a 6:30 breakfast, which is pretty early in the morning. But for those early birds, Chuck said, come on down anytime and join them. Just come see what they're like. Be his guest. And then, of course, today's soup lunch for the First Presbyterian. Journal has their progress report getting ready to come out. And so if you are a new business or been in business for years and you just want to hear, make sure your story's heard in town and what's happening at your business, then contact them and make sure that you get in that progress report. I think it comes out the very end of March. So, Jessica Hensley from Heritage Homes Keller Williams. So we talked about this last week, but they do have their radio show going now, and it's kind of neat to have something here locally that you can talk about what's happening in the market all around, not just here locally. But so that's at 8:10. And then something else they do that's really neat is every week they have a featured home of the week. So it's even if you're not quite ready to get into a house yet, it's neat to each week kind of see what the different houses are and what they offer and get you in the mindset, I guess, of what might be out there.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Jessica's been great as well. As I've, yeah. You know, we have the opportunity. I will, you know, as much as I want to say I host it, no, she does. She does a great job of hosting it on Monday mornings. And very informative as well, and it gives you a sense of good, because at the same time it's a scary kind of battle to go into it, especially if you're a first time buyer of a home. You don't really know, and with that also, in today's world, you know, you can't necessarily trust everybody. It's especially in sales. You know, it's like who's to say that you're just not trying to get my dollar bill out of me? And this company in particular, and Jessica, I mean, I'll tell you what, she's. Goes on ends to just for the buyer and the seller, even. I mean, so she works on both ends of it. Very very informative as well. I would definitely recommend listening to it on Monday mornings.
It is good. I really like that. And then if you can't do it, but you like to listen to podcasts, they even podcast it.
So you can listen to it whenever whenever you have a chance.
Dylan Oder from Community State Bank. So shout out to Dylan and his awesome picture that was in the paper. I don't know if you saw that, but he's doing that beard contest.
Yes.
So they had the before and after. It was great. but they are doing a Valentine fundraiser right now at the bank this today. It's for the Relay for Life that's coming up on June 21st. But all kinds of good baked goods and treats. And so if you haven't got a Valentine's gift for somebody, stop in there. Go ahead and get something. Pick it up. And then you're done. And you're like, okay. Whew.
Yeah, so I mean, you're running out of time at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So make it easy on yourself.
The countdown is on. So, Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. So, the Frosty Glow is next Saturday at 7 a.m. So, if you haven't registered, last chance to do that. And then the Daddy Daughter Ball is coming up March 9th. And I've mentioned this before, but biggest in the state. Over 800 people came to it last year.
So, that's awesome.
Huge, huge, big event.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are getting prepared for it, getting ready for it,
and hopefully the pictures that week. It's so neat to see everybody dressed up. Joyce Fisher from State Farm Insurance, Harold Mann office. So not only do they provide insurance, but they also are a bank now. So they do offer some money market checking accounts and some other services. So they will help you out if you need it. Just stop on in. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army wanted to give a shout out to Cantrell's. So go in, get your wife or your special someone a Valentine jewelry gift. And while you're there, they've got a kettle for the Salvation Army, so you can drop in a little change and help them out. So thank you, and a shout out to Cantrell's for that.
Yeah, there you go. For all you cash purchasers, you're going to get some change after that.
Yeah, that's right.
Just throw it in the kettle.
That's right.
Easy enough.
Kristen Kane from Community National Bank. Mardi Gras is coming up March 2nd. And so last chance to get your tickets. You do not have to be a business. Individuals can come. Anybody in town is invited. It is so much fun. Costumes, Cajun food, DJ, dancing. It's just a lot of fun. And then they do raise money for the local organizations here in town. This year, they're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club and for the Fair and Rodeo for some new livestock pens to help out throughout the year.
Yeah. So you had mentioned some costumes as well. It's almost like a different energy comes out of people when you're wearing a mask some costumes.
And so some of these groups, they like plan it out for a year.
Oh, wow. So they go
out. They get into it.
That's great.
I knew someone that they're shaving their beard just so they can be in full character for their costume.
Nice.
And someone else has been building something for their props.
I love it.
It's a lot of fun. So
going all out.
Yeah. Lisa Brookover and Amy Dollar both mentioned some information about the 150th today. So June 1st, if you haven't heard me mention that before, is when we're having the big downtown street party to celebrate Coffeyville's 150th. And all the details are coming together finally on that. It's going to be amazing. Sonic is sponsoring a coloring contest for all the little kiddos. So we'll have the logo all over town with kids on coloring that, and then Sonic's going to give them little treats and gifts and stuff. There's going to be historic tours of Coffeyville in a wagon, so you can go around Coffeyville in the wagon. There's going to be games. There's going to be a cornhole tournament. We have bands. So the announcement today was about all the bands that are going to be coming. A lot of locals, but even some from a little further away. But John Hamlin, Haley Bagwell, Brian Knowles, Straight Away, Robbie Bell, Seth Riley, and then the Red Dirt Rangers. So That's a lot of bands coming. A lot of fun that day. So grab your lawn chair, come on down for that, listen to the bands all day, and then we'll have a free meal for the community and free cake. So, well, at least for the first 800 that make it there.
I was going to say, usually cakes are limited in size, not necessarily. So if we run out of cake, then, you know, you better get there early with that. And, yeah, speaking, we had Brian Knowles actually live in studio. He performed he performed one of his songs, and he was very excited. I mean, he is jazzed to be able to play downtown for...
It's going to be fun. I mean, well, for one, whenever you do an outside downtown venue, it's just kind of a different vibe. It's just a good feel. But then just to be a part of, you know, celebrating something big and monumental
Certainly.
Like that.
Yeah, and he's not, I mean, not Coffeyville specifically, but he's always been an SEK guy. Uh-huh. And to play down here and to play in an event to celebrate a history and storied town of Coffeyville, is he's very honored. And like I said, he's jazzed up. So I'm sure we may get some new music or some good stuff out of him, something
That's
like that.
That's going to be good. So. A lot of good people coming down for that. So I'm excited. Trina from KGGF just reminded everybody it's almost here, a couple weeks away from the Farm and Home Show, March 1st and 2nd. If you've never been, even if you're not looking to purchase anything, just to go browse, there's so much stuff there. Demonstrations and samples and just all kinds of stuff for your home, even stuff for the kiddos. I mean, it's just, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so. No, and because last year, I mean, it was probably one of my first things that I actually did here working, because I was hired on and my first day was February 5th technically, and then like a month later it was the Interstate Farm and Home Show, and I'm doing our remotes out there, and I didn't have a whole lot of time because I would interview a lot of the people that went there. I think I interviewed 20-25 people that day or something like that, but yeah, I got my little moments of breaks and got to go walk around, and you know, all of these great members of the chamber and businesses beyond, they want to go there and they want to show you your product, and that means you're right, little samples, demonstrations. I mean, there was this salsa table two behind us at the radio station. I went back and forth like 5 or 6 times. I bought a jar of salsa and got out of there. So, I mean, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Interactive as well. I mean, they'll show you how to do things. They had this whole installment of how to put a bathtub in. And I could not believe they fit it in the gym, but yeah, they did. They sure enough, they did. And it's growing each year, and what a great way to come around as well and get your business exposed, first of all, and then check out some more businesses around our area. Yeah. So
it's going to be a great weekend. Lots of good stuff going on that weekend. Martha Bond from Keller Williams. So she's excited because there is a business that is in the process of purchasing a building downtown from Martha. And... can't give you the details yet till it's all finalized, but it's going to be a great business that Coffeyville is going to love, and we're excited. And then a couple other potential businesses on the line. So I can't wait till we make some announcements. But
you're killing me here, Candy.
Know,
I'm telling you.
It's
like, where am I supposed to think? Are we getting restaurants? Are we getting shops? Are
we're
we
trying
getting
a little bit of everything?
Okay.
I mean, really,
okay.
Really pushing some stuff. So my thought process is, I'm not waiting for another Amazon to come. We want some quality of life businesses. We want some businesses here that support our residents and slowly start bringing in more and more people.
Yeah,
so
and
we'll
with,
grow, but it'll be slow.
With the update from Montgomery County Action Council, that building of Amazon was sold to somebody that is well aware of our market and hopefully starts selling it out to businesses, because I believe they're going to portion it off you know, rent out those spaces to other businesses. So hopefully we fill up that building, and hopefully we get some announcements here soon. I'm telling you.
I'm excited.
I don't like cliffhangers, Candy. Telling you.
Can't help it. Well, it's just coming on a great time this year. Again, 150th, so that's great. All the Coffeyville Reawakening activities going on. There's just an energy that's happening that I really love right now, and I see some people wanting to just make Coffeyville, borrow a political slogan, but make Coffeyville great again.
There you go.
Not that Coffeyville's not. It's amazing town, but I just think we're on the edge of getting ready to do some major growth. So
there you go.
It's exciting. Hey, today, this is good, Sonic 99 cent chili cheese tater tots and fries. That's pretty cheap.
Oh,
and they're so good there. So make sure you get in your Sonic fix today. Michaela Swindell from Simply Southern and from Commercial Bank. For the bank, just a reminder that not only do they do banking, but they have an affiliate insurance company. So stop in there and they can help you out. And then today's the last day, I think, to go in and get your personalized Valentine boxes. So they've got these boxes that they'll put the kiddo or whoever you want to give it to, their name on it, and it's got candy in it and some little treats and just a cute little Valentine gift. They've got Valentine shirts, and so great place to stop in and get your last few gifts because we're almost there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're running out of time here, folks. If you need it, then or you could be like I was on Christmas this year and running towards the store. Or Christmas Eve, actually, towards the store. But
then the good thing is there's so many local businesses that offer stuff. So I know Utopia's got stuff, little treats, chocolate covered strawberries. I know downtown at Miss Kate's Mercantile, she's got little Valentine gifts that they're selling. And I mean, pretty much any place you go into, there's going to be something. So there's no excuse to be able to grab something.
Exactly.
Get early. Don't wait till the last second. So.
Exactly. Well, and for my defense, I was traveling from Kansas to Colorado.
Sure.
Couldn't bring it on the plane, so I had to come up with something out there. But yeah, those last minute purchases. First of all, you don't have the selection. Places go out for holidays. So once they get out with those sales, go check it out. I mean, they're going to have much more of a selection, and then it's going to be just easier on you as well.
Yeah.
To not be pressured into buying anything that, hey, I wouldn't have imagined buying this, but since I'm one day away, I'm just going to throw my money at it. Great. Once again, speaking with director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here this morning. Well, Candy, any announcements from the chamber themselves?
No, not too much. We are getting ready to expand our ambassador program. So anybody out there that's looking for a way to get better involved in the community or to volunteer, let me know, because like I said, we are going to take on a few more ambassadors, and they're an awesome group that are always out in the community doing stuff. They're at every spotlight and ribbon cutting in town and doing a lot of great things. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that, and then like I said, I can't tell you the news on the businesses, but we've got some things in line for some businesses coming, and it's going to be a good year.
I can't wait. And I'll keep pestering you for them week in, week out. See if we can get some announcement on these new businesses around town. But again, Candy Westbrook, thanks so much. We'll just check them with you next week.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.